For nature.
For the ocean.
For people.
For animals.
Hello and welcome, Silos Planet community. It's amazing that you are here, all of you today together again. And today I have a really special guest, a beautiful guest from Cameroon, Franklin Berinui. Berinui, Yufe Nui Franklin, if I say it right. Hey, Franklin.
Hey, Magdalene.
It's amazing that you're here and that you take your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on the program. I'm very happy.
Nice. Franklin and me, we said that we make this podcast today a little bit shorter because we want to make an update every few months about the project we are working on together, because I have very good and beautiful news. Sanus Planet is supporting a project what Franklin started, and this is something really amazing and beautiful and close to my heart. But I let Franklin now explain what it is about. So Franklin, do you want to first say who you are? Explain a little bit, who are you and what are you doing?
Okay, thank you very much, Magdalene. Thank you for giving me the chance to be able to explain myself, say who I am, and say what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I am called Yufe Nui Berinui Franklin. I am a school teacher in Cameroon. I've been teaching for about 17 years, since 2005. Great. And incidentally, when I started teaching, my first school was a school of girls, all girls. And teaching in this school, I came in touch firsthand information of the reality of girls, especially within our context. And this reality became worse because of the kind of crisis. I know you would know Cameroon is passing through some crisis. And we know with the COVID-19 too, it's another crisis. So we are just surrounded by crisis. So I became very interested in trying to see how I could work with the girls, how I could be able to contribute to make sure that I better their condition that I saw, which was not good. Mm-hmm. So that's how, from that 2004, I had it in mind that I was going to do something for these girls. And as God would have it, I think when you have at heart to do something which is good, God always provides the means. So someday I'm introduced to this nice lady with whom I'm talking, Magdalene. And we just start talking, and all of a sudden something from nothing builds up to something. And I threw the idea to her and I told her, this is what I would like to do. And unfortunately, I don't have the means. I have the heart to do this, and I don't have the means. What can we do together? And apparently, it looks like that was also an idea in her. And I think we clicked, as it were. We clicked together, and then we have been moving on up till moment. And I must go back. Before even teaching with these girls, I have a mother who loves me so much. I have a mother. We are 8 of us in the family. And this, my mother, took care of us single-handedly. She is alone. She was not educated. She never went to school. She was able to sponsor 8 of us to school. So I asked myself, if she didn't go to school and she could do this, then what about a lady who has gone to school and knows the value, which therefore means that if she's given an education, I mean, a lot more people are going to benefit from that opportunity. And this is one of the things that fundamentally, and maybe I use a bit of philosophy here, metaphysically pushed me right deep into trying to see what I would do for the girls. And I thank Magdalene so much that she was willing and she was working on something like that. And like I say, we actually clicked together, or we bonded.
Yeah.
And I think from there we have been exchanging and trying to see what to do.
This is so amazing that you say that. And you know, Franklin, this is not even just me, this is the whole community. I would not have the means neither. You know, so I am very happy that we are many people who can support this project and to work with you together to help these girls to go to school. This is amazing. And I'm really, really happy to have met you and to work on this project together, because this is beautiful. Can you tell the people what is the project about? So what does it mean? You faced a hard time as a kid, or it was not so easy that your mom had to work probably a lot and to find people who support, and she did not have the education and the help first, but then she found a way to do that. That was probably a very touching moment for you. And like you say, this changed your values, or this changed your point of how to see the world, and that you are able to do this too. So what are you doing now? What is this project about?
Yeah, this, like I indicated, my mother actually touched my heart to be able to go out to the girl child, to the woman, to be able to see how I could help. Because single-handedly, she worked on the farm. She was just a farmer. And you know, the produce are hardly even sold at a higher price. So she had to work a lot to be able to help sponsor us. And from that, I had this urge in me to do something for the girls. So now the project, actually, the way I conceived it was that we're...
Franklin, the yes, sound was not so good now. I think the people, the Sanos Planner community will not have heard everything. I just repeat, okay. So 50 girls can go to school now because your heart is so big and you wanted to help these girls. And then you wrote me about this project and why it is so important to let girls go to school and to support especially women as well and to empower women, because you once told me if you give women the possibility to educate, you help a whole nation. So women are really caring for the whole community, and that's so important. And many women cannot go to school in your home, right? So why is that? Let's try. I think the connection is not the best. So today, Sanos Planner community, we will make a short version of this podcast, and we will make in a few months an update of this project. So Franklin, can you tell me why is it so important, or why is it that girls can't go so easy to school like boys? Why?
Yes, one of the things that we must understand is that we come from a community where many times the girl child is seen as somebody who get married off. So many of the parents will use their money to sponsor the boys who they think will bring income back to the family. So for the most part, the girls are just kept at home and they're just kept to take care of the other ones while the others go to school. But it's my serious conviction that this is not right. This is a kind of an injustice to the girl child, because once a girl child is educated, it is very clear that she has a lot of potential. And like I've always indicated, when you educate a girl child, you educate a nation, you educate that community, because she's very creative. And like my mother, what my mother did, I'm very convinced that any girl child who has an education will be able to impact his or her community in a very positive way. That's why for me, the ideal starts with the girl child. That's like the foundation of everything. Because once you have a good educated girl child, she's going to be a good mother. She even can work on the farm. She's able to even teach the children at home, because the girl child is the first teacher, even before the teacher in the school. So educating a child is giving giving that child the opportunity to be able to expand. As we say, good things expand. Once she has received that goodness, she'll be able to give it to others. And I think through Sanos Life Planet, then we are only able to help these girls to share maybe our vision in a very simple way by giving them an education. That's why for me, the education of the girl child remains ideal. If the world has got to be better, the girl child has to take her position and be educated. We cannot continue to leave them behind. The world is going ahead, and we must hold the girl child together and take the girl child forward as we go ahead. So that's for me the vision, and that's why I think this project. And I thank the Sanos Life Planet so much that they are able to have something to give to these girls, so that even from where you are able to already impact lives of girls. And do you know something? The good thing about it is that these girls are not just from one community. You know, we have many communities around here. So there are about 7 different communities. So it's not just one tribe. You have about 7. They are from Kom, they are from So, they are from Bayangi, they are from Kwen, they are from Bafut. They are from Mankon. So you have all of these communities. So I think every little community comes to get a taste of the pudding of Sanos Planet, the way I put it.
This is amazing, Franklin. It's so beautiful. Like you told me that the girls are from 7 different tribes, 7 different communities, because it makes sense to bring some support in all communities, not just in one. And this is really, really good. And I saw you sent me some pictures of the girls already, of some of the girls, and a video. And there were some really hard moments as well, what these girls are facing. Some girls have to work like crazy that they can even go to school. Some girls lost their father and don't, just some weeks ago. And when I saw this video, what you sent me, I cried. It is heartbreaking. And it is so... at the same time so beautiful that we all together, this Sanus Planet community, all together can support this cause and support these girls. So I am amazingly thankful to you for what you do. And this is, it's just beautiful. So I can just thank you for supporting us and for doing this.
Okay, thank you too. I think I should be the one thanking you because you are easily available. In fact, let me tell you, when I had this project in mind, I was asking myself, how do I go about it? Yeah, this is a very lofty idea. And all of a sudden, God gave you and Sinus Planet. And I think with you together, we would be able to bring the change that is necessary through the girls. Change starts and ends with the girls. Change starts with the woman. So we cannot take the woman's place for granted. So thank you too very much for being available and for making your time. I know from time to time I have to send you videos, I have to do things, and sometimes you tell me I'm on the road, I'm driving later on, we are going. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of this so very much. And I can hope that we will be able to go ahead and see how we would bring real change to the lives of these girls. Who, like you saw in the picture, they are very happy with it. And I know you brought the issue of the child whose father, the student whose father just died. The father was buried about a week ago. I think the mother still continues to be thankful, and they are hopeful that despite the death of their father, at least the children are not going to be left on their own. They are going to continue their education. And like you said, when the father died, I went there almost like Jesus, shed tears, because it was really a pitiable situation. There would be somebody buried, and I had hope that he was going to get up and continue, but God wanted to take him, so he's been buried. But I think the good thing is that we are there for the child, that Sanus Planet is there for the child. And we can hope that they are going to give this child an education so that with or without the parents, they are able to live their lives on earth and also impact other lives. Because I think the thing about giving is that when you give, you are impacted, then you are able to also touch others because you were helped. I think that's my philosophy. Like I shared with you maybe in private sometime, that yeah. I was helped through school. There are people who helped me. There were some Americans who paid my fees. There are some British who paid my fees, because when I went to school, my mother, like I told you, went to school thanks to the...
The connection is again a bit bad, so I cannot really hear you so much, but I explained the Sanus Planet community, what you just said, that because I know that you told me that you got supported from people that helped you to go to school. And when you get support, you will pass on support. And that's how life works. So this is amazing for you that you have been able to go to school. And that's why probably as well, why your heart is so big. If you never got support, then maybe your heart wouldn't be that big. And for me, it's the same. Or it could be that big, it could be same. But it would be harder to have a big heart when you never have any help. It might be a harder situation, a harder basis. So if we pass on support and help for others, we get the same back, and these people can support on. And this is a circle. And if we create a beautiful circle, that's the most important thing in life, right? So I just explained it shortly, what you said, because the connection is not so great. So sometimes it's stopping us. But Franklin, exactly. You know what we do? I think we passed on now the most important information, the biggest information about what this project is about. And I wanted to show the Sanus Planet community that we have a new project on our list, which is amazingly beautiful, and we can support you all together. So Sanus Planet community, please. Well, first of all, thank you so much. And second of all, thank you for supporting us, for supporting all of us and Franklin too, and for being part of this project. And please move on with this project and support it on, because that means that we can even support more, and that these girls, these 50 girls in Cameroon, can go on in school for the next years, not only for the first year. This is important, and that is the only thing that makes sense. So thank you all so much. And Franklin, thank you so much for your time. I just appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, to Magdalene. Thank you so much. And when you indicated that we could have it today, I was so happy. That's why I put everything on hold so that we could have this, because it's very important. And I wish to thank the Sanus community too for their sacrifices, and let them know that their sacrifices mean a lot to some people who naturally didn't have the privilege to go to school. And now, thanks to them, they are going to be able to go to school without any difficulty. Thank you very much, Magdalene. Thank you very much, Sanus Planet community.
Thank you, Franklin. We see us next time. Bye, Sanus Planet community.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.